All right, we're picking up with Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Up until now, we were discussing the mitzvah that the Rambam identifies as Leida Sheisham Eloka, and now we're discussing the idea of Yichud Hashem. Okay, so he says Eloka Zeh Echad Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yisparach, is quote unquote one. This is the mitzvah that we often refer to again as Yichud Hashem, and I'm going to try to talk a little bit about that term in and of itself in a few minutes. But recognizing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, and I'm going to use the term singular. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is singular. Eino Lo Shnayim v'lo Yeser al Shnayim. He is not two or more than two. Ela Echad. Just one. She'ein ki Yichudo Echad min ha'achadim ha'nimtzayim ba'olam. Lo Echad k'min shu kolel achadim harbe. V'lo Echad k'guf shu nechlak l'machlokos ule k'tzavos. Ela Yichud she'ein Yichud acher kamoso ba'olam. Let's stop there. That's enough to dwell on for a few minutes. What exactly is the Rambam saying here? Rambam saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, unlike any other thing that is one. So, if you say about a certain thing that it is that it's one of a kind. Let's say you use that term, one of a kind. That's an expression that people use. So, what does that mean? That means there happens to be nothing else like it. It's one of a kind.
Happens to be coincidentally.
Exactly. It happens to be. There's none other like this. But it doesn't mean that it's part of its essence, that there cannot be anything else like that. Rambam is distinguishing between that type of one and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There cannot be anything else like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his very nature, his essence is such, that there is nothing and can be nothing else like that one, like that singular being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he means. His Yichud is not like any other Echad HaNimtza Ba'olam. Lo Echad K'min Shukola Echadim Harbei Lo Echad K'guf Shunechak L'machokos Olu K'tzavos. The Yichud She'in Yichud Echad Acher K'moso Ba'olam. The other thing that he says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys, quote unquote, that other things that would perhaps be called one do not have, is that when you talk about one, you're very often talking about distinct, separate things that you could point to, right? If this is one, that means the other thing, when you talk about it, is two. And there's a separateness to it, if you will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divisible into parts. And when we say Yichud Hashem, I think that's important. Ram doesn't mean somehow unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They use that term to talk about the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the better term is the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look, for those that have it, at the Pirush. You see the Pirush?
Yeah. On time?
Yeah. He says, we already discussed, you won't have it in that edition, but in the standard edition of the Rambam, you have this Pirush, and he writes that we already discussed at the outset, Kar Hikdamnu, She nisboer b'mofes amisi shashem mechuyav hametzios ve'eno gof v'lo koch v'gof. Hodienu she yadonu ze miderech haKabbalah, meaning this is a sora. She hodienu Moshe Rabbeinu v'omar lanu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is the pasuk which the Rambam points to as being the source for this notion of Yichud Hashem. Pirusho Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Hu Echad. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Hu Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're saying Hashem who is Elokeinu is Echad. Right? It is Echad. Ulefi Shemilas Echad Tomar al inyanim harbe, but since that term echad is one that we use in many contexts, ve'ein echad mehem echad amisi, ela Hashem she'in ki yichudo achar zulaso. But we have to explain what that means when we say echad, because echad is something that we use in other contexts and doesn't mean the same thing over here as it does in those places. Lo echad kimin v'chule hamin yomar al shnei inyanim. Ha'echad kari b'lashon. He says now there's two types of echad over here, or min. There's two types of minim really. He says ha'echad kari b'lashon aravi genos. Min echad v'hamina echad v'hu kolal inyanim rabim k'mo shetomar min ha'chay echad v'hu kolal kol nefesh chayim. You could say there's a species, right? What's that? Yeah, exactly. A category. It's a category, and it's inclusive of many other things. V'gamu kolal achadim harbe. It includes disparate units in that category. Harbe k'mo shetomar min ha'adam. Could talk about mankind or animal kind. V'hu kolel kol b'nei adam. I'm talking about animals or the animal world. It's a one in some regard, because it's different from plants and inanimate things, but it is inclusive of many subdivisions. Val inyan hashini amar shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kazeh hamin shu kolel achadim harbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we talk about echad, no, there's no subdivision. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. There's no staff, right? It's not like you talk about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kolel other units. Yeah, mankind, animal kind, plant life. Those are ones in some regard, and they're inclusive of many individual units. We're talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's oneness is unique. There's no staff. There's no subdivisions. There's no units to it. It's one and one of a kind, and one of a kind. And we call it Hechrechi, as opposed to Mikri. It's Echad, not B'mikra, it's Echad B'hechrech. Okay? It's not just happenstance, we say one of a kind. You mentioned that before, Aaron, before you went out to do the air conditioning. Okay.
Essential.
Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is essentially one. Doesn't happen to be one. Yeah, if someone wrote a manuscript and only wrote one of them, that doesn't mean you could write it again. You could copy it over and write another one. It happens to be they only wrote one. That's not what we mean when talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue a little bit. V'lo echad kiguf v'chule. Yesh guf shaharkava bo gluya. Kigon guf hachai. She'afal pisha adam oha behima guf echad hu. Morkav me'evarim harbe. There are some times where you have what looks like a unified whole, but you could identify that it is made up of parts. Right? You talk about a person as being an integrated whole, but you know he's comprised of limbs, of veins, of sinews, of various organs, right? You're welcome. Okay? All those things that make the person what he or she is, make a human what it is. Same thing with an animal.
What's the definition of morkov?
When you talk about something that's grafted, for example, it's called morkov. You're not allowed to use an esrog, which is morkov. If you took a lemon tree and you took an esrog tree at some point and you grafted a lemon branch into the esrog tree trunk to make the esrogim, I don't know, more yellow, more hardy, whatever would be the motivation, you're not allowed to use that esrog. That's morkov. That's why when you buy an esrog, very often you'll see on the box there's an ishur of some type that says it's built in morkov. You want an esrog that is built in morkov. You want an esrog that is guaranteed not to be morkov, grafted from some other species. Yeah.
So,
through the pasuk. Okay. V'lo echad kiguf v'chulei. So yesh guf sheha harakava bo galuya kigon guf achai shafal pish adam oha behema guf echad. Yeah, you would talk about the animal or the person as being one, quote unquote. Who morkav may have arm harbe v'zeh bari l'maras ayin shu morkav v'eino pashut ela afilu guf ha-gal-gal o echad may asodo shenirim l'maras ayin shu echad v'eino morkav hu be'emes eino echad memnei shu mechubar migolom v'tsura v'harei hu shnayim v'od nechlak l'machokos kemo she'amarnu. Here I think he's talking about celestial bodies, constellations, and those types of things. I'm not sure what this lotion means, because it seems to be a little bit self-contradictory. But he says that you look at those things and you see that they're morkav from Evarim harbe, and that's Boro Lamaris Ha'ayin Shu Murkav Eino Pashut.
Right.
Well, either it's either it's Nirlei Naim or it's not Nirlei, it's not Pashut. So I'm not sure what he means by that, but I think what he's saying is certain things appear to be one, and yet we understand that they are made up of other elements, ingredients, and even things that have more of an appearance of being one are still not that way. Right? Look, Tzavel Sha'aguf Geshem, meaning from Gashmi, Geshem Yeshlo Gimel Tzavos Orech Rochav Omek. They have dimensions. Right? There's dimensions to things that are physical, things that you could touch. So, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's not like those things? El Yichud Shein Yichud Acher Kamoso. Davar Yadua Shezesh Anu Mitarim Hashem. When we describe Hashem, we use these physical terms to describe Hashem. Ve'omrim Shu Echad. Lo al derecha emes, el al derecha hasheila. Mitnisha echad tchilas haminyan. When we talk about one, as mentioned before, one suggests that there is two and three, right? Right. One is something that you identify in a series. So he says, when we talk about one, v'haminyan mimamoros hakamos, and one indicates or bespeaks a minion. It doesn't mean 10. It means a series, a number. And that's not what we mean when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hamamaros kulam mikrim v'noflim v'hamaoros pirush arin. Lo yitachin shielo mikrim. Right? There's no mikra l'gabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El zeh she'anu omrim echad lahoros haseichel she'eno shnayim v'lo yoser al shnayim. We mean one to the exclusion of two. There's a term that we use to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as singular, as unique, and separate and apart from anything else that would be divisible or countable or identifiable as part of a series. Is this somewhat clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So two basic ideas over here. When we talk about oneness, we're talking about uniqueness, we're talking about singularity, we're talking about nothing else like it. Not just by happenstance, but essentially. And we're also talking about oneness, unlike anything else that is identifiable or countable, but in this case we mean unlimited. Unlimited, not mugbal. No limitation. Not made up into parts, not tangible, not comparable to two. It's a term that we use to describe the unique nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but one should not confuse it with the one that we use elsewhere in our language, in our speech.
So that's the first point, is that it's easily indivisible.
He doesn't say invisible, then.
Indivisible.
But, oh, indivisible.
And then what's the second one?
That it's one unlike any other one, unique, essentially unique. There's a famous tshuva in the Nod Yehuda, Mahadura Kama, Yoredeya Simon Sadi Gimel, regard to a person who asked, or in response to a person who asked, Benusach L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud. So many of us probably don't ever see a text of L'Shem Yichud. If you use a standard Nusach Ashkenaz Siddur, I don't know if it appears too L'shem often. Yichud. Maybe before, maybe, yeah. Maybe before Hanachas Tefillin, do they have it in the regular Ashkenaz Seder? And maybe before Sfios HaOmer, right? Yeah. But if you down the Nusach Sfard, or you have if you have some type of Hasidish identification, so you know that in the Haggadah, every other page there's a L'Shem Yichud, and generally throughout the Machzorim, throughout the year, you'll find these paragraphs L'Shem Yichud. So the note of Yehuda was writing apparently at a time when this was relatively new, and he says Asher Chadoshim Mikarov, this recent phenomenon Nispashet V'Nidfas B'Sidurim, it started to get printed in Sidurim. Well, it sounds like what the Rambam's saying, right? Yichud Hashem, what's so terrible? L'Shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu Hinei B'Zani Meshev Ad Sha'ata Sho'aloni Nusach Amiroso Yose Roy Lishol, you're asking me what the proper nusach is. He says, but I think you should be asking a better question. What's the better question? Im nomar ki tov ba'amiraso. Is it proper to say altogether? maybe instead of asking me what the right nusach is, you should ask me, is this a proper thing to say? Uladaiti zera'a chola bidoreinu velhadoros shelefnez manenu shelo yodu minusach zeh velo amruhu v'haya amelim kol yemeim b'torah b'mitzvos hakol p'alpia Torah v'alpia poskim asher divrehim novim imikor mayim chayim yam ha-talmud aleim ne'amar. He quotes a pasuk haval b'doreinu hazeh ki ozu es Torah Hashem umakor mayim chayim shnei ha-talmudim bavli v'yushalmi lach tov lam boros nishborim umisnasim barom levovam kol echad omer anochi haroe ulefin. Oh, sorry, v'li niftachu shari shemayim u'ba'avuri ha'olam miskayim. Unbelievable language that he has, a very strong language. He says, you should ask me if this is a proper thing to say or not. And the answer is no, this is a terrible thing. This is a ra'ah and a sickness for our generation, and generations that came before us never said this, they didn't know about this. They were omel in Torah and mitzvos, they spent their days toiling and understanding the Dvar Hashem. Right, Makor Mayim Chayim. He says, in our generation, people have forgotten about the importance of learning Torah Hashem from the source, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi. Instead, they go out and they try to dig their own cisterns. They try to dig their own wells, and they say, "Oh, I'm the one for whom Shemayim and Aretz were given, so to speak." Meaning, I know better than those who came before me, essentially.
Sounds like a certain sect.
And he says, these are the marchive hador. He says, these people are the ones who destroy, they're the destroyers of the generation. The person who says this. What's that? V'harbe hoyoli l'daber mizeh. He says, I have a lot to say about this. Aval, k'shem shemitzvah lo madavar hanishma, but just like it's a mitzvah to say something that people are going to listen to, kach mitzvah shalom lo madavar she'ino nishma, v'ashem yirachem aleinu. He says, I have a lot to say, but in the same way that you're supposed to say something that people listen to, you're dafka not supposed to say what's going to fall on deaf ears. You know, you don't give mussar when the mussar's not going to be listened to, because, you know, then the person's amazed.
Just a quick question.
Yeah,
okay. No,
I've never been there. All right. U'beguf divarav. Apparently the questioner suggested that maybe the reason why you say L'shem Yichud is because you need Kavana. L'hotzi mipiv she'osa ha'kavana, you're doing the mitzvah, al pi hasod, some type of, this is necessary, al pi sod, mevi raya, from Zvachim. Ani Omer, I'm skipping a little bit. Ani Omer mimakom shehevi raya misham hustira. The very thing that you tried to bring a raya from is not a raya. And then the other thing that you tried to bring a raya from, eino klum, also no shaykhes. V'ani Omer kavachomer hadvorim. Im bekodshim af shevadei mitzvah sheyase beferish l'shma. If when it comes to doing a mitzvah of kodshim, that it's enough to do it, or it's proper, let's put it that way, that it's proper to do it beferish l'shma, kmo she'amru b'zvachim sham, afilu hachi, even so, as long as a person does it l'shma, even though he doesn't say that he's doing it l'shma, even if it has a belibo, that would be enough. V'ani yomer, imcha shehosam shelo yomar l'shma, pen yomar shelo l'shma, even by the kachim, they were concerned maybe a person shouldn't say anything, because maybe he'll say the wrong thing, it'll be worse. Maybe don't even have thoughts about it being l'shma, lest you have the wrong thought. That's a distant concern. Become a chash kitzos benetios. A person starts having these things, saying these passages. Who knows what he's really going to be thinking? Kashera inu koza, but mofes pshita sheish lavata shal yichavin klal v'daish osa mitzvah shem mitzvah. You did a mitzvah, the shem mitzvah, and that's it. Don't start having all these special kavanas, because by doing that, you're going to bring about a takala. You don't know what you're supposed to be thinking when you say these things. Who knows what kind of ideas they conjure up? Mashakasov, Maloso, Shatovlios, Hakesher, Amitz, Bedibra, Machshava, Maisa, that it's good that you have in mind what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're thinking. Hine anshe knesa gedola him tiknu lanu tfilos ubrachos. They knew what they were doing. They set up the tfilos and the brachos. V'lekem yididi lo remiza benusach ha-tfila. Whatever needed to be in the tfila, that's in the tfila. Don't worry. V'habracha ubracha hu es oros hadibur. The brach itself is the hisorus, is the thing that you're saying to put you in the framework for what you're doing. V'kol mitzvah sheish brach lafaneha, ain't sarach lomar shum davar lafaneha, rak ha-bracha. That's what you have to say, just the bracha. V'kol davar sheish brach lafaneha, ani nohag lomar b'fi hinini oseh davar zeh l'kayim mitzvah z'bori. He says, I do say that I'm doing this to mekayim the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bezeh dai, v'ain sarach yoseh. You don't need a shem yichud, you don't need a whole long text. V'akavanahu rak pirish ha-milos, whatever the thing is supposed to effectuate, so to speak, in Shemayim, that's going to happen. You don't have to say l'shem yichud kutshe bricha. You don't have to say that. Aval masha pilpa ma'aloso, masha omrim nusach l'shem yichud yud ke vav ke im yesh b'zeh mishum hoge hashem. Are you saying the shame yud ke vav ke? Are you actually pronouncing it and saying the shame Hashem? Maybe there's a problem with that. B'divrei atosos in b'shnei osios rishonos yesh iser hoge hashem hinei l'fi masha nizachar miyaldusi. So from what I remember as a child, Shashemati ha'anoshim ha'heim, those people, I don't know exactly who's talking about, Hayu omrim shem or sham yud ke vav ke b'miluo u'bezev vade leka mishom hoge hashem. Aval kvar gelisi daiti, he says, but I already told you what I think. Yoser tov hashtika v'yishtaka hadavar v'gam b'machshava v'lo yachshav rak peil shamilos u'bederach zeh yelech betach v'lo yikashel b'shom davar. V'yosim yizein laharach v'dorim ke'ilu u'lerov hatircha atirda ekatze. I'm going to be short. There's no need to say any more than this. This is enough. So when you hear l'shem yichud, you know, you think, oh, that's a great idea, that's a great thing. It's somehow it has to do with this mitzvah of yichud Hashem. Nobody says no. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah. This is some idea that was introduced by other people who thought that they knew better, perhaps than the Anshei Knesset Gedola. They thought that there was a need to do this, and we don't need to do anything to be miyached the shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Hashem is one. You do the mitzvah, you say the bracha, you have in mind that you're doing it to be mekayim the ratzon Hashem. That's it. You don't have to have special kavanas that you're doing this to ensure that Hashem is one. Hashem is one. Yeah.
So
we'll just conclude with this for today. With regard to this mitzvah Yichud Hashem, this was one of the, if not the main points of contention between the early Hasidim and the Misnagdim. The Hasidim had this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, I'm using the term advisedly, in everything, right? In everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in everything. And those are the kinds of terms that they would use. And the Gra and his Talmidim felt that this was a violation of this concept of Yichud Hashem. What do you mean when you say, if you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything? And you could read the polemics on both sides of this debate. There's the Misnagdim were very upset by this, and they thought that if you would take that idea to its natural conclusion, it would yield awful, terrible results. If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally in everything, then you wind up talking about things that are the lowest things on earth, and you'll say somehow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in that thing. That's a terrible thing. You know, this is like the Uncle Moshe song. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly ever. So I remember when I was in Yeshiva, they would make a joke that really the song should be, no, Hashem is not here, Hashem is not there, Hashem is nowhere. In other words, we don't point to any specific place and say Hashem is here. Hashem doesn't fill up any space, because once you talk about Hashem being relegated to space, then you're saying Hashem is divisible into parts, which again goes against this yisod of the Yichud Hashem. Hashem is not divisible. That's why when we say unity, we don't mean unity. We don't mean that all the parts of Hashem that are in all the physical aspects of the world are somehow unified. We mean the exact opposite. We mean all the physical aspects of the world are devoid of Hashem. Hashem is not limited to any space. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's nowhere. Right? Ayei Mekom Kavodo. Where? We don't know.
I think that song would take off for kids.
What? Which? Hashem is nowhere?
Yeah.
Hashem is not here? Right. I was just half joking about that, but that was true. They used to say that here. That's a very important idea. If you want to know really what started the major debate between the early Hasidim and the Gra and the Misnagdim, it was that. This idea that Malokal Aretz Kavoda. Malokal Aretz Kavoda, that everything in the world is somehow a manifestation of God's presence. Well, once you say that God's in the table, so what does that mean? God's limited to this space that's occupied by the table. Now he's divisible into parts.
Right.
And that's against the Yichud Hashem. Not Mugbal. Not Mugbal at all. Yeah.
What about there's also the pasuk that it's in the Nevi'im or the Ksuvim where even the heavens can't contain him.
Yeah, right. There's a pasuk in the Haftorah. I think it's the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on the throne in heaven, and his feet are on the footstool of something like that in the Haaretz. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. Is that where they get that idea from? I don't remember. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, I mean, it has to do with a certain idea. Idea of Malokal Aretz Kavodo, Einol Milvado. And that's a big thing today, right? Einol Milvado. Right. You see bumper stickers with the Einol Milvado.
If you close your eyes,
it doesn't mean,
yell it loud.
It doesn't mean what they think it means. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that everything is God. It doesn't mean that. Okay. You know, it's a good question. I think the average person who says these things today is not a big philosopher, a theologian, and they don't necessarily understand the ramifications of what they're saying. They just repeat what everyone else says.
Right.
Or they get caught up in it, or they get taken on the van, and they jump around at the traffic light. But I don't know if they really stop to think about what it is that they're...
Real ideas that they're saying. That's like a thing.
What's that?
They heard things like Uncle Mike.
There are people who are deeper thinkers and have given thought to these things and still accept them. Yeah, I would say those people are in a different madriga, different category than the people who just say things. What are you worried about?
Things.
Drinking someone's wine, counting them to a million?
No.
You gotta be careful.
I don't know the numbers, but it would seem like that Uncle Mike is on tick up. Like, majority of the Jewish nation believes in that stuff.
But what I'm saying is the average people that repeat that song. Right? What I'm saying is the average people who repeat that song don't really.
Right.
They don't think of what the implications are. That's my point.
Right.
I don't think you have to worry about those people. There are some people that you do have to worry about.
But
once you start to believe that there are forces that operate independently of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's contrary to this idea of Yichud, of Echad. We said Echad means there is no anything else subsumed under Echad. It's not like animals and then all the individual animals. Man and all individual men. Kadosh Baruch Hu and then all the individual manifestations of Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's one. There's no staff, right?
So after having a conversation with that guy, would you say that?